Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. Quick hit from Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, night two. Here with Jonathan, who has been awesomely filling in. Thank you, Jonathan, for manning the ship.
Sure.
And we're with Felicia, who's at Felicia Fight on Twitter, has been on before. Thanks for joining us, Felicia. How are you doing this morning?
I feel amazing. We love San Francisco and we're having a ball.
Awesome. I saw from your from some social media and just from knowing the travels, you guys traveled out from the East Coast. You went to the Terrapin Crossroads stuff on, what was that, Sunday? And then spending the three nights there. How has the trip been so far?
We had some flight delays on the way out, which were like insanely annoying, but we came out so early that it was no big deal. It's amazing here. It's much colder, I think, than people expected in San Francisco. So yeah, it's like hoodies and sweatshirts. It's a departure from our tour, you know, on the East Coast. It's been very hot. So, it's been awesome. Terrapin is amazing. It's beautiful. We were outside in the sun all day. It was so much fun. And Mike and Phil both had smiles like a mile wide. You could like take Phil's smile home as like a souvenir, as our friend Jen Glickman said. And yeah, we've just been buzzing all week.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited for you guys that you got to see that show because that looked like a lot of fun.
It was ridiculous.
And I guess the String Dusters were on that as well, so I think worth mentioning.
Yes, the String Dusters did open for Mike and Phil and friends with Nikki Bloom, and she was great. She's amazing.
She's awesome. She's great. We're big fans and friends of theirs, and they're, I know that Chris Pandolfi, who's a fan, who's going to be on here soon. He was, I think, giddy and, you know, starstruck as he got to kind of play with everyone as well. So that's pretty cool to see all those, the old and new come together, as it were.
Yeah, and Jackie Green, who I'm not really familiar with, but people say he's a regular in the Bay Area music scene, was really good. And he inserted this, like, fluff head into one of the songs that was like from the middle section and is like really complicated. And Miarf was saying to me, like, I don't even know how he could remember it like that, because he didn't, you know, play into it on something you would recognize. And he's like, Mike's head just like spun around and they had this huge smile, like, wow, just stuck it in there.
I've been meaning to get to that show, and I'm really excited to find that bit in there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really fun.
That's cool. Well, so Felicia, talk about last night when you we were trading messages earlier. You said you're still floored from the evening. Tell us about the show. You know, highlights, what the scene was like, all that.
Sure. I mean, I've never been to Bill Graham before this run, so it's a brand new venue for me. And people talk a lot about it. I had very high expectations, and it really is a special place. The energy in the room is like unlike any place I've ever been. It sounds kind of corny to say it, but people are really, really like vibrating, like to be there. Everyone is so excited to be in the room, and it seems like Fish really loves the room too. It sounds amazing. It's so loud. We've been in the balcony both nights, and we've had great sound, very good visibility, and the room is just not that big. So Miarf also said yesterday, I thought correctly, the audience is really in the room with itself, because the room is so much like wider than it is deep. So you're really like in the audience, and when you're in the balcony, you can see everybody.
Nice.
So it's a really, it's like the effect of sitting at a horseshoe-shaped bar where you can, like, look across at someone who's sitting across from you, as opposed to looking at a mirror. It's more fun because everyone is, like, enjoying being there together. And it's GA. So you can really get in early and go wherever you want to go, which is, like, very exciting.
Cool.
So walking in is just super, everyone's so charged up. And then from the minute they opened with the Chalk Dust, it was just, like, they just threw it down. It was so free and like expressive, and they felt really like unbridled and like going for it, and there were no like real even breathers during the show. It was just like face melter after face melter.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't really noticed that. You know, everybody talks about the ballads and whatnot, but just now looking at over the set list after you said there weren't any breathers, it's pretty much true. I mean, like Sense and Subtle Sounds, or
yeah, it's a little,
is about as slow as it gets during both of those sets, and that song in that slow until you get to Bug, which wow, that's pretty cool. I hadn't noticed that.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a super high energy show. You can tell they're just picking up all the vibrations in the room and like giving them back. It was really obvious.
So, Felicia, I know that you and I traded messages earlier in the tour and saw each other at the Man briefly, but I know that you were, I don't know if underwhelmed is the right word, but maybe acknowledged a slow start for the band. So do you feel like the evolution of the tour has been, you know, quick or at least has come around at this point?
It seems to me in my, you know, limited experience that the end of the tour usually cooks more so than the tour opener. There's definitely, you know, exceptions, but just from what I've seen, the end of the tour is usually better. They seem to have, you know, clicked in together and feel really good. And we were talking about this earlier during a song I heard the Ocean sing. Trey and Paige were just like locked into each other and looking at each other and like really like pushing each other forward. And we were like, man, what does it feel like to stand up there with someone who's been your friend for like 32 years and like bends time and reality and make this like magic together? It's probably really amazing. So yeah. It's really fun to watch the band have fun like that. And they were really just like, it was like the hose, like the whole show was like straight hose the whole time. I was completely overwhelmed. And the night one of SPAC I thought was very good. Night one of The Man, which were the two shows that I saw personally that I thought were really very good. But this one was just different. It had something extra.
Any particular highlights you want to single out from the first set or is it just all a highlight?
it was like a highlight reel. Like I was just like, my mouth was open for like half the show, just like stunned. The Free, which was the second song, was beautiful. I love that song. And it was great, like soaring and really captured the energy of the band and the people in the room. Like everyone, I think, was feeling very free last night. And the Theme was really beautiful. The end of the Theme was like gorgeous. And then the Cities was awesome as always and really like galvanized everybody. Like everyone was like, hell yeah, like we are here in it. And getting some like wisdom for the ages, like by David Byrne, you know, spoken through your favorite band is like insane. Like who thinks of a thing like, think of Memphis, home of Elvis and the ancient Greeks. Like that is so cool. So we were just getting this, like, I felt like we were getting this dose of, like, philosophy, and the show was very, like a song I heard, The Ocean Sing, it was just, like, it was beautiful, but it was very motivated. It felt like we were really going somewhere together, you know? Like, Paige and Trey trading wicks, and then the Space Oddity set closer was, like, everyone, I think, just had chills. It's so beautiful in person. They did such a good job with it, like singing all the orchestration and everything, and like Trey doing the guitar solos. It's so perfectly fishy because it's funny and silly, but it's also beautiful and like very powerful.
Really is a terrific arrangement of the song.
What's her name? Carmel did that. It's so good. She's a Broadway musical director.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And Carmel White, cool. I think.
I don't know.
Awesome. And then, I mean, there wasn't really any breaks, Felicia, like you said. What was the standout sort of jam for you in the second set?
The Disease was amazing. The Fuego was very good and really just fascinating. And, yeah, the Ghost was great. I saw somebody tweet today that all the Ghosts this tour sound the same, which kind of made me think, and I kind of want to go back and listen to them to see if that is valid, but it was a really good Ghost, and the outro, the segue into Sense was beautiful.
Nice. Sense is so great every time. And then they played Light and then No Quarter and then closed out the second set with Fluffhead, which I assume the place was probably erupting at that point.
It was either during the Disease or the Fuego, but the jam was like getting really like dirty and awesome and kind of scary. And everybody just, there was one point where everyone in the audience just started screaming, like a primal screaming along with the band who were like so in it. And it was really amazing. I've never really seen anything like that There's a full moon too.
Awesome.
Yeah, I noticed that the moon this morning when I was getting on the train was pretty outrageous.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Felicia, we don't want to keep you too long. I know you guys hopefully have another day of adventuring in San Francisco. So glad you had so much fun. Really glad you guys got to make it out to those shows. It seems like it's been well worth the trip already. So we appreciate you coming on and sharing your insights with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel really lucky to be here. It's been really fun and everything is awesome. San Francisco's killing it.
Nice. I know that you said that Mirif is keeping his insights close to the vest, but when he's ready to share some, let us know.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter.
Right on. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Felicia.
Thanks.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
In darkness deep, run away, run away, run away. 10 years before the mast, run away, run away, run away. I heard the ocean sing. to my mind in the summertime.